Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, our CDF team joined the March for Life this year, and you will hear how our first Be Brave book donation delivery was a success. All of that and more is ahead on today's show, but first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. Citizens Defending Freedom joined thousands of pro-life supporters in Washington, D.C. for the 51st annual March for Life. This year's March for Life was the second march since the historic overturning of Roe v. Wade in June of 2022 and saw thousands of individuals, both young and old, brave freezing temperatures and heavy snow to advocate for the sanctity of life. Citizens Defending Freedom believes in the importance of promoting a culture that not only values but actively protects the lives of the most vulnerable members of our society, the unborn. In 1974, the first March for Life was held to protest Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court's landmark ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. Since the Supreme Court's ruling in 1973, over 63 million abortions have been performed in the United States. Over the last half century, thousands of Americans have annually taken to the streets of Washington, D.C. to protect the unborn and protest the millions of lives that have been lost to abortion. With every woman, for every child was the theme for this year's march and deeply resonated with us. Our organization is firmly rooted in conservative values and dedicated to defending the principles of faith and freedom. It was an honor to march alongside thousands of like-minded individuals who uphold the sanctity of life, and it served as a powerful reminder to us of our commitment to protecting the freedoms and liberties for all of our nation's citizens, especially the most innocent among us. Next, do you remember the impactful Be Brave book campaign that we ran this past November? Thanks to the amazing outpouring of concerned citizens, we were able to secure 500 wholesome Brave books to be donated and delivered to schools in our CDF counties. Today, we are excited to announce the successful delivery of our first batch of books. Our dedicated team in Denton County, Texas, led by Melinda Preston and Donna Smith, has just completed their Brave book delivery to Little Elm ISD. A heartfelt thank you to Melinda and her team for their commitment to this initiative. Stay tuned as we look forward to the upcoming deliveries in our other counties. Your support has made this achievement possible, and we're excited to witness the positive impact these books will have on communities across the nation. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Mark 13:33. And since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard, stay alert. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.